starting battery today is brought to you by the Hampton Inns. Recharge your battery and don't lose sleep over where you stay. The Hampton Inns.
Final weekend of baseball at Valley Strong Ballpark. The 2025 season is here. The San Jose Giants in town to take on the Visalia Rawhide. Good evening, everyone. Griffin Epstein on the Rawhide Broadcast Network from the Learn for Life press box, as well as across the South Valley on MyTV 53 this evening. Rawhide lead this series 2-1. The San Jose Giants enter 77-46 on the season, 35-22 in the second half. Their starting lineup tonight: Johnny Level, the shortstop, leads off. Second baseman Lorenzo Miola bats second. Center fielder Trevor Cohen batting third. And the left fielder Lizbel Diaz in the cleanup spot. D.H. Walker Martin bats fifth. Cal Maldonado, the right fielder, batting sixth. Bottom three in the Giants lineup: the first baseman Robert Hipwell, the catcher Juan Perez, and the third baseman Dario Reynoso. It's a pitching matchup of two Washington natives. Jacob Bresnahan, lefty who's got a great case to be named the California League Pitcher of the Year, will be on the bump for the Giants in the bottom of the first. For the Rawhide, it's the right-hander Logan Mercado from Pasco, Washington, free agent signing by the Diamondbacks in May, former University of Oregon Duck. He's 2-1 this season with a 3.24 ERA. Just his fourth start for Mercado. He's made 10 appearances out of the bullpen. He'll face Johnny Level, the left-handed batter, and his first pitch home is hit hard into center field. Jacque Josefa racing back at the warning track, leaps, and it's off the warning track and the wall. Level's got major speed, and he's into third base standing up. A first pitch triple for Johnny Level. It's what you call an ambush. First pitch swinging, and Level crushed it into left center. He's got some serious speed, still just 18 years old, fourth ranked prospect in the Giants organization, with a leadoff triple to start the game. Lorenzo Miola stands to the plate. Right-handed batter, Rawhide infield end of the pitch. On the inside corner for his strike. Underway, just past 6:30 local time here in the Valley. 0-1. Upstairs, 1-1. 94 degrees at first pitch. It's a fine evening for Labor Day weekend here in Visalia. 6-mile-per-hour winds with gusts up to 11 miles an hour blowing out to right center field. 1-1. Grounded foul off home plate. 1-2 to Miola. No clouds, but it's been a rather hazy day here in the Valley. The blue sky is somewhat visible, but it's almost a fuzzy blue ahead. Valley haze on a summer night. 1-2 home, cut on and missed. And there's one away. Defensive alignment around Mercado tonight: Alberto Barriga is the Rawhide backstop for the fourth straight evening. Enyavert Perez at first, J.D. Dix at second, Jason Cunningham at short, and Wallace Clark at third. In the outfield from left to right, Alexander Benoit, Jacque Josefa, and Abdias De La Cruz. One out for Trevor Cohen, left-handed batter, swings and misses. 0-1. Level at third with a leadoff triple. One out here in the top of the first. We're just underway. 0-1. Outside. 1-1. Fading sunlight still on most of the field, including all of the mound. The middle half of the infield as well as all the outfield. Home plate in the shadows. 1-1. Breaking ball catches the top of the zone. Change up that Mercado will go to a lot this evening. 1-2 to the former Rutgers Scarlet Knight, Trevor Cohen. 1-2. Chopped foul off the end of the bat, and the count holds. Mercado has been terrific in the month of August. 2.70 ERA in August in 6 appearances. 13 and a third innings pitched, and he takes 5 straight scoreless appearances into this outing. That's over 10 innings straight without allowing a run. All of those 5 outings, though, coming out of the bullpen. 1-2. fly. Foul down the left field line. Imagine Judge Mercado's fourth start. He's not found as good of a rhythm when he started games. Three starts, an ERA over six. 12 and a third innings over those three starts. Went 1-1 with the no decision. 1-2 home. Shot foul. Since Mercado moved to the bullpen, he's been really sharp. And this Friday night spot opening up with Adonis Perez being shipped off to Amarillo to Double-A last night. He pitched three innings. Perez is back with the rawhide today. 1-2. Outside, two balls, two strikes. But he's most likely not going to be available the rest of the weekend. This was his scheduled start. Mercado stepping in after pitching 2 1/3 innings on Tuesday night. But turnaround for the right-hander. 2-2 to Cohen. Chop foul again. Good long at bat. Worked by the Giants' third-round draft pick from last month. Next pitch will be the sixth of the at-bat. Level at third, one out. Mercado deals. Upstairs, and the count worked full. Logan looked great on Tuesday night. 2 1/3 innings of work against these Giants. Three strikeouts, no base runners allowed. Needed just 34 pitches. Payoff home. Outside, ball four. That's a great at-bat by Trevor Cohen in a big spot, a tone-setting sort of at-bat in the first inning.
Now batting for the Giants, number 10.
Eight-pitch walk. Puts runners on the corners with one out here in the first. Isabel Diaz will stand in. Right-handed batter. 270 batting average for Diaz and still first in the California League. 130 hits on the season and 114 games. Riga's gonna call time, step in front of home plate and lay down some signs for the Rawhide infield. Wallace Clark at third base for a fourth consecutive start. J.D. Dix, we mentioned, at second. Kaysen Cunningham after a night off last night back at short. And then you've heard Perez at first. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. 0-1. Certainly some familiarity with this infield. This was the identical infield that played Tuesday and Wednesday night. Back out on the diamond together here on Friday. Mercado delivers. It's fouled. Straight back. 0-2.
That's another broken window for Vision Glassworks.
It is Toy Story night here at the ballpark, and the Rawhide are wearing Toy Story jerseys. A purple, dark navy purple base with lavender color on the sleeves. Buzz Lightyear on the front and the back of the jersey. A pickoff throw back to first. And Cohen back to the bag. Rawhide's written in neon green, a Buzz Lightyear color on the front. Green numerals on the back. Rawhide are wearing their black Rawhide home hats with the red V insignia. White pants to top off the uni. And the 0-2. Ground ball up the middle. Backhanded by Dixie. Flips to Cunningham at second. He'll hold it there. Two outs. Level will score from third, and the Giants strike first. 1-0 San Jose. 99 off the bat of Lisbel Diaz. Good, really good play by J.D. Dix to just get to the baseball. Unable to flip it to his fellow first-round draft pick up the middle, Kaysen Cunningham, for a force out. Diaz trades places with Cohen. Two outs for the left-handed hitter, Walker Martin. He's DHing tonight for the Giants. The pitch upstairs on a 93-mile-an-hour fastball. 0-1. Mercado peeks over his shoulder, comes set at the belly, kicks and throws. At the knees for a strike after the changeup. 1-1. Johnny Level, leadoff triple, scoring on the RBI ground out, fielder's choice off the bat of Lisbel Diaz. Here comes the 1-1. Swing and a miss. The The count goes to 1-2. Giants have not had a lot of great offense in this series, but one thing they've done well is score first in all four games so far this week. Second straight inning in the first inning. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Hart strikes out on a Mercado changeup. Johnny Level triples and scores. At the bottom of the first, 1-0 Giants on the Rawhide Broadcast Network and MyTV 53 from the Learn for Life press box.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we believe that it's never too early to start building a bright financial future. With Valley Strong's youth accounts, kids learn to earn, save, and master essential money management skills. Skills that set the foundation for a lifetime of financial independence. From piggy banks to portfolios, Valley Strong is committed to teach the ABCs of all things money. Don't wait. Open a youth account today at valleystrong.com/youth. Empower your child with the tools they need for a secure financial future.
Kauia Health Lifestyle Fitness Center is Visalia's premier gym experience. When you join the Lifestyle Fitness Center, you're on your way to achieving your fitness goals. Come see the best gym around and train like a pro. With an indoor basketball court, two indoor pools, saunas, and cryotherapy. Run the indoor track or scale the rock wall. Childcare is available. Why wait any longer? Visit thelifestylecenter.org to learn more.
Bottom of the first inning at Valley Strong Ballpark. 1-0 lead for the San Jose Giants over the Visalia Rawhide. Rawhide's starting lineup on this Friday night is presented by Anthem. Second baseman J.D. Dix leads off. Shortstop Kason Cunningham batting second. Third baseman Wallace Clark in the three spot. And the first baseman Anuvert Perez cleaning up. Catcher Alberto Barriga bats fifth. Left fielder Alexander Benoit in the sixth spot. Bottom three in the Rawhide lineup, the DH Harold Nin. Right fielder Abdias De La Cruz and the center fielder Jacque Josefa. J.D. Dix stands in. Jacob Bresnahan fires home. A first pitch strike. Bresnahan, the lefty, so J.D. Dix, the switch hitter, will bat righty. Bresnahan kicks and throws. Popped up, right side. Maldonado, the right fielder, a few steps in, reaches up and makes the head high one-handed grab. One away. Defensive alignment for the Giants. Juan Perez catches. Robert Quell at first. Lorenzo Miola at second. Johnny Level at short. And Dario Reynoso at third. In the outfield from left to right, Lisbel Diaz, Trevor Cohen, and Cam Maldonado. Kason Cunningham, left-handed hitter, steps to the plate. The pitch. At the knees for a strike. 0-1 to the Diamondbacks 2025 first-round draft pick. 0-1 from Bresnahan in the dirt. 1-1 to Cunningham. Kason had the day off yesterday. Two hits on the series. He was 2-for-4 in the series opener on Tuesday. The pitch popped up in no man's land down the left field line. It'll fall in front of the left fielder, Diaz. Opposite field flare shot by Kason Cunningham, and the Rawhide have their first base runner with one out here in the first.
Now batting for your high, number 11.
Well, Jacob Bresnahan, we mentioned at the top of the show, he has been terrific this year. He was my vote when I had to spend it a couple weeks ago to win California League Pitcher of the Year. He has been dominant this season, acquired by the Giants at the trade deadline last summer for Alex Cobb. And he has looked like a worthy prospect in that trade. Wallace Clark takes strike one on the inside corner. Switch hitter batting righty. Bresnahan deals. At the knees for a strike. And it's 0-2 to Clark. Bresnahan dominant all season, especially in August. Here comes the 0-2. Flied foul down the right field line. Enters today, four starts in the month of August for the lefty. A .96 ERA. He's 3-0, and the Giants have won all four starts he's had in August. Found just two earned runs over 18 and two-thirds innings pitched. Quick pickoff throwback to first. Cunningham a head-first slide back in safely. 26 strikeouts, just eight walks for Bresnahan in a brilliant August. 0-2. A half swing and a miss by Clark. He went around. Two outs. Overall, the numbers almost as good for Bresnahan. You can't really find anyone is in the Cal League with better numbers. 8-3, 2.69 ERA in 20 starts, 83 and a two-thirds innings of work, 110 strikeouts, 40 walks. Command's been a little bit of a problem for him. It's really the only critique. 195 batting average against. And Yvert Perez takes ball one outside for Bresnahan. Perez. On the outside corner for a strike. 1-1. Bresnahan with the only Cal League player with 75-plus innings pitched this year and a batting average against under 200. It's unheard-of number. Step off, pick off, throw back to first. Cunningham back to the bag. He has the lowest whip as well among any Cal League pitcher with at least 75 innings work this season. 1.17 whip pitch home, and it's fouled straight back. 1-2 to Perez. The Rawhide are in for a tall, tall task tonight. Try to earn a win to open up the weekend and secure at least a series split. 1-2. Swing and a miss by Perez. He's down on strikes. Jacob Bresnahan with a four batter, two strikeout, scoreless first frame. After one, 1-0 San Jose on the Rawhide Broadcast Network and MyTV 53 from the Learn for Life press box.
The Rawhide Guest Services is where you can sign up.
When I'm at my high school, I want to feel safe. I want to learn things I'll actually use.
I want to control my schedule. I want to control my future.
I want to be authentic with myself, even at school.
At Learn for Life High Schools, I can. I can change
my story.
And so can you.
Enroll anytime to control your education completely free.
Oh no, the PTA. 2025 Toyota Grand Highlander Hybrid, get us far from here. With 36 miles per gallon, I'm outrunning judgy glares. 362 horsepower, perfect for escaping a bake sale sign-up sheet. All-wheel drive, built for pavement, gravel, and the instability of a PTA talent show. Plus, premium JBL speakers drown out all the drama. You'll never take me alive! Toyota, let's go places.
Top of the second inning in Visalia. 1-0 lead for the Giants over the Rawhide as we enter the weekend. Game four of this six-game series. Final home stand of the year at Valley Strong Ballpark. Rawhide lead this series 2-1 after a 7-1 win last night. Cameron Maldonado leads off the inning. Logan Mercado back on the bump and home. First pitch breaking ball missing inside. Maldonado, Hipwell, and Perez do up for San Jose. 6-7-8 in the lineup. 1-0 pitch. Catches the top of the zone right at the letters. Which spell out San Jose in black with orange piping tonight. 1 and 1 count to Maldonado. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Elevated fastball. See Mercado go upstairs a few times already tonight. So count goes to 1 and 2. Two strikeouts for Mercado on his very first pitch of the game. Johnny Level hit a triple to left center, and he scored on a fielder's choice off the bat of Lisbel Diaz. Pichon in the dirt. 2-2. Big deep breath by Mercado and home. Foul. Headed for the concourse. Lights are on, but not into effect. Setting sun mixing with the valley haze in the sky, but shining right into the eyes right now. Casey Cunningham at short. Alexander Benoit left. The pitch. Check swing, and Maldonado went around. Chased a changeup upstairs. The third strikeout already for Mercado. One out in the second.
Now batting number 29, Robert Hipwell.
Robert Hipwell will step to the plate after a day off yesterday. The left-handed hitter getting 236 on the season. Here's the pitch. Fouled straight back. 0-1 to Hipwell. Sixth round draft pick out of Santa Clara University by the Giants last summer. Guy who has so far in his career never had to leave the South Bay. 0-1. Ground ball, left side. There is the third baseman, Wallace Clark. He fires across his body to first in time to beat the sprinting Hipwell. Two outs. Cotto has retired four in a row.
Now batting number 48, Juan Perez.
Brings up Juan Perez, the catcher. Two outs in the second. 1-0 lead for the Giants over the Rawhide. Perez hitting 196 in 54 games this season. 0-3 last night with a walk. Here's the pitch. Missing downstairs, 1-0. 7-1 win last night for the Rawhide. San Jose scored in the first inning. Did not score after that. Visalia's pitching has been very good in this series so far. The 1-0. Upstairs, two balls, no strikes. All three games so far this week, the Rawhide pitching staff has held the Giants to exactly five hits. Mercado delivers. Strike at the knees. A changeup. Two balls, one strike. Only six total runs scored by San Jose for the first three games. Rod pitching staff had struggled in August. Returned home and reaped the rewards. 2-1. At the knees for a strike. Stayed with the changeup. 2-2. ERA here at home for the Rawhide. That's about a point and a half better at home than on the road. 3.78 ERA as a staff at home, 5.02 on the road. 2-2 pitch coming to Perez. Mercado home. Chopper back to the mound. Mercado a few steps to his left, fields it, fires to first, and beats Perez by two steps. Good defensive play by Mercado getting off the bump. He works a 1-2-3 seconds to the home half of the second inning. Giants 1, Rawhide nothing on the Rawhide Broadcast Network. MyTV 53 from the Learn for Life press box.
All right, Rawhide fans, tonight is Toy Story night.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we believe that it's never too early to start. building a bright financial future. With Valley Strong's youth accounts, kids learn to earn, save, and master essential money management skills. Skills that set the foundation for a lifetime of financial independence. From piggy banks to portfolios, Valley Strong is committed to teach the ABCs of all things money. Don't wait. Open a youth account today at valleystrong.com/youth. Empower your child with the tools they need for a secure financial future.
Bottom of the second inning, 1-0 lead for the Giants over the Rawhide. The hero from last night, Alberto Barriga, leads off the inning, getting extra loud cheer from the Rawhide faithful. First pitch home. Misses downstairs to Barriga. Jacob Bresnahan, the left-hander from Washington, sets high, kicks and fires. Foul tipped back. 1-1 to Barriga. Alberto launching a go-ahead three-run blast in the fifth inning of last night. Rawhide were trailing 1-0. Second go-ahead home run of the series. Been in the two Rawhide wins. 1-1. Outside, 2-1. He has had the big swing so far for the Rawhide. 3 total hits in the series, 5 driven in. All on those home runs. 2-run blasts on Tuesday. 3-run blasts last night. 2-1. Outside. 3-1. All 4 of Barriga's home runs on the season. Go-ahead homers. Clutch swing after clutch swing. 3-1 pitch. Swing and a miss by Barriga. And the count goes full. Natanael Garcia is calling the balls and strikes today. Reed Hoover is in the field, the two-man Cali crew. Here's the payoff to Barriga. Fouled straight back. And the count holds. Payoff. Upstairs, 4. Barriga works a walk. Leadoff runner aboard. Rawhide walk brought to you by Safe Mart. Walker drive into Safe Mart to take advantage of over 4,000 items with new lower prices. Celia worked 8 walks last night. Complement their 9 hits. First of the night, leadoff runner aboard for Alexander Benoit, the righty batting left fielder. Pickoff throw back over to first. It bounces off the glove of Hipwell, rolls down the line. Barriga and Hipwell got a little tangled up over there. Everyone seems to be all right. Pitch home. Benoit takes downstairs 1-0. Well, I don't think Barriga and Hipwell are going out tonight and going to be friends and share some drinks in downtown Visalia. On the friendliest of terms, Barriga takes a 3-stride lead at first base. Hipwell holding him on the bag. The 1-0. Downstairs, 2-0. No air catcher, too. Barriga will be seeing Hipwell in the next couple innings when he comes to the plate. ...2-0 from Bresnahan. On the outside corner for his strike. He's on the board 2-1. I mentioned that there's one critique for Bresnahan this season. It's his command hasn't always been terrific. 40 walks and 83 innings. Benoit lines one into center. Down for a hit. One ops in front of Cohen who will toss it in. Barriga to second. And there's 2 aboard with nobody out here in the bottom half of the second. Elevated fastball. Benoit has his first hit of the series. That'll bring up Gerald Nin, the left-handed hitter. Two on, nobody out. The Rawhide trailing 1-0 on this Friday night, entering the final weekend of play here at Valley Strong Ballpark. The pitch, Nin shows bunt, pulls it back. It misses low, 1-0. Nin hitting .243 on this season. He was 0-for-3 last night, but did work a walk. And he has a Rawhide best active 17 game on base streak. Here's the 1-0. Bunt shown, lunged and fouled back. Bresnahan working out of the stretch. Has the sign, sets the belt, spins around. A pickoff throw to Barriga is hopped. It bounces off the leg of Johnny Level, and he'll pick it back up. Bresnahan has had the sharpest of pickoff throws so far, and Barriga is banging into everyone on the base pass right now. Two aboard, nobody out. Rawhide threatening here in the second. They try to clinch at least a split. Going to tomorrow night, their final night game of the season, chance to win the series. Nin takes a strike. 1-2. 6:30 first pitch tomorrow, and then the Sunday series finale, the 2025 finale here at Valley Strong Ballpark, 2 o'clock on Sunday. 1-2 in the dirt. Takes a changeup for a ball. The count even, 2-2. Bresnahan fires. Just missed outside. And then to work the count full. Gerald has done a great job finding ways to get on base. The month of August. Reached in every game he's played in August and entered 17 games. Dates back to August 2nd. Payoff home. Swing and a miss. Bresnahan beats him with a breaker. 1 out.
Now batting here high, number 4, Adias De La Cruz.
Pretty looking slider across the zone. Jacob Bresnahan. There's 1 out. Still 2-1 here in the bottom of the second for Diaz de la Cruz. The pitch, swing and a miss. 0-1. DLC hitting .218 on the season. It's 1-for-4 in his series debut last night. Here's the 0-1. Downstairs. 1 ball and 1 strike. Great crowd on hand for Toy Story Night here at the ballpark. The Rawhide in their Toy Story jerseys. Buzz Lightyear is here interacting with fans. He was out on the field before the game. Apparently, he's not capable of throwing a baseball, though. He did not throw out a first pitch. 1-1. Fouled straight back. 1-2. But Buzz was, he was throwing down a few moves. Him and Tipper, Rawhide mascot, had a little bit of a dance-off. Great crowd on hand watching the Rawhide's penultimate night game of the season. 1-2 for Bresnahan. Ground ball up the middle, diving. Oh, Level fields it somehow, picks it up, throw to first, not in time. Well, Johnny Level likely saved a run, somehow getting to that baseball. That was tattooed 104 miles an hour off the bat, but by the time he collected himself and stood up, his throw to first never stood a chance. Alberto Barriga to third, Benoit at second, and De La Cruz aboard at first with an infield single. Bases loaded, 1 out, for Jacque Josefa. Catcher Juan Perez chatting with Jacob Resnahan. Lengthy chat, and Natana El Garcia is going to walk on out and break it up. Josefa, the left-hander, day off yesterday. 3-for-8 in the series with a double. 224 on the season. After him, top of the order, and J.D. Dix. Now time is called by Reed Hoover. He's pointing at Natana El Garcia, making sure they're on the right page. They are now. Resnahan's ready. And the pitch. A strike on the inside corner. It's a tough lefty-on-lefty matchup for Jacque Josefa. And Josefa's really struggled against left-handed pitchers this year. Just 3-for-30 against lefty pitchers. 0-1. Lined into center. Cohen racing in. He'll reach up and make the catch. Barriga will tag. The throw is cut off, and the game is tied. Jacque Josefa delivers with an RBI sack fly. Deep enough that the throw from Trevor Cohen had to be perfect, and it only made it to the mound. Barriga has really deceptively good speed as well. And the ball game tied at 1. Top of the order now in J.D. Dix. 2 outs and still 2 on. The pitch. Dix swings, drives it into right center. Maldonado and Cohen converging. Maldonado reaches up, and the right fielder makes the snag. Urahai tie the game. Barriga walk. Benoit De La Cruz singles. And Jacque Josefa with an RBI sack fly. To the third, 1-1 on the Rawhide Broadcast Network and MyTV 53 from the Learn for Life Press Box.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
I can't do it anymore. Another touch base, another pivot, another sync with Gary. What does that even mean? I'm escaping in my 2025 Toyota 4Runner. Multi-terrain select, four-wheel drive, 326 net horsepower, so I can drive far, far from Gary. Goodbye inbox, hello, great outdoors. I'm making eye contact with a deer right now. We get each other. Thank you, 4Runner. I live here now. Toyota, let's go places.
Top of the third inning, tied at 1 between the Rawhide and the Giants. Dario Reynoso, number 9 in the lineup, last batter for Logan Mercado to face the first time through to lead off the third. And the first pitch, delivered, in for a strike on a changeup from Logan. One run on 3 hits for the Rawhide, 1 run on 1 hit for the Giants. A 1 for Mercado. This is downstairs. 1-1. It's not just Toy Story Night here at the ballpark. Also, a jersey giveaway as well. It's been so fun every Friday night with a different jersey throughout the season. There's the 1-1. The inside corner for a strike, 1-2. There was a total of 11 different jerseys given out to fans over the course of the season, all the way from the Visalia Cubs, from the first ever iteration of Visalia Minor League Baseball back in 1946 to A modern-day jersey giveaway today. Comes the 1-2 to Reynosa. Upstairs, two balls, two strikes. For 350 fans, courtesy of Valley Pacific Petroleum and Chevron, got a Rawhide Serpiente jersey, which are the gold uniforms that the Rawhide were wearing last night and typically wear every Sunday game. 2-2. At the knees for a strike. Strike three. Reynoso down looking. Four strikeouts. First time through the lineup for Mercado. He's retired six in a row now. Back to the top of the order and Johnny Level. He has the only hit for the Giants. A triple. Scored on a fielder's choice back in the first. Mercado deals. Bunt shown and lunged in. Missed by Level. He thought he got the bat back. Turns around and Tano Garcia displeased. But it's a strike. 0-1. Mercado home. Swing and a miss. And the count 0-2. The Rawhide Serpiente jersey. Rawhide wear it once a week at home games, and very much an homage to the Diamondbacks with the snake on the front. This is the 0-2, grounded left side. Wallace Clark has it at third, fires the first, and there's two away. It was kind of all these jersey giveaways for Visalia, went through the different affiliates and iterations of Visalia baseball, from the Cubs to the Mets, to the Central Valley Rockies. You had the Visalia Stars. It's a lot of fun just up here in the booth, too, to talk about all the history of the teams and the great players that have come through Valley Strong Ballpark. Two outs for Lorenzo Miola, and he takes strike one. The Rawhide, now they've been an affiliate of the Diamondbacks since 2007. That's the second longest affiliation for Visalia with any franchise in the 80-year history of the club. 1-1 misses low, only the Twins affiliation when the Rawhide were their first iteration of the Oaks, wearing the baby blue and red uniforms, is longer. 1-1. Fouled straight back. The 20th year next year for the Rawhide being an affiliate of the Diamondbacks. 1-2 from Mercado coming to Miola. Here's the pitch. Fouled left side. One of the more recent former Rawhide superstars was called up to the Diamondbacks today. Jordan Lawler, number one ranked prospect in the D-backs organization, getting his second call-up of the season to Arizona. He's starting at third base tonight against the Dodgers in Los Angeles. Miola takes upstairs, two balls, two strikes. Wish Jordan the best of luck. Played most of 2021 here at Valley Strong Ballpark. He had his first pro homer right here over the left field wall. 2-2. Driven high in the air to center. Josefa racing back. This ball's gone. 413 feet by Lorenzo Miola, and the Giants retake the lead.
Now batting for the Giants, number 23, Trevor Cohen.
2-1, San Jose. My goodness, 106 off the bat. And one of the deepest parts of the yard in left center. First home run of the Giants of the week. Trevor Cohen swings the first pitch. Driven to left, bringing Benoit back. Reaches up and makes the catch at the edge of the track. San Jose retakes the lead 2-1. Lorenzo Miola's second home run with San Jose this season. Head to the home half of the third. 2-1 Giants on the Rawhide Broadcast Network and MyTV 53 from the Learn for Life press box.
Our youth accounts and tools help kids practice earning as well as saving and spending.
At Learn for Life High Schools, I can be myself.
I can feel safe.
I can go to school at times that work for me.
I can prioritize my mental health.
I can have a better school-life balance.
I can work at my own pace.
I can control
my narrative.
At Learn for Life High Schools,
I can control my own education.
I can change
my story,
and so can you.
Enroll anytime to control your education completely free.
Meet Liana, a part-time chef and full-time mom. In the past, Liana didn't have health insurance because she didn't think she could afford it. What she didn't realize is she qualified for Medi-Cal. She loves the coverage and peace of mind that comes with high-quality care. The kind of care you get with Anthem Blue Cross. This is Medi-Cal, and it's for more people than you think. Maybe even you. To see if you qualify, go to chooseanthem.com/CA. That's chooseanthem.com/CA.
Now batting for your high, number 3, Jason Cunningham.
Bottom of the third inning at Valley Strong Ballpark, 2-1 lead for the San Jose Giants over the Visalia Rahan. Lorenzo Miolo with his second pro home run in the top half of the inning, putting San Jose back in front. Jason Cunningham swings at the first pitch he sees, drives it into left. Back is Lisbel Diaz reaching up and making a two-handed catch. One out. Hey, be sure to come out to the official gym partner of your Visalia Rawhide baseball team at the Lifestyle Fitness Center, located at 5105 West Cypress Avenue in Visalia, only 10 minutes away from the ballpark. One out, bases empty here in the bottom of the third for Wallace Clark. Here's the pitch. On the inside corner, it just missed. 1-0 to Clark. Bresnahan winds and throws. Driven into right center. Cohen drifting over, reaches up and makes the one-handed grab. Two quick outs here in the third for Bresnahan.
Now batting for your high, number 18, Ivar Perez.
Ivar Perez steps to the plate with 2 outs and the bases empty. Rawhide scratching across a run in the second. Only the third run Bresnahan's allowed in the month of August. Fire zone. And misses downstairs for ball number one. Allowed just 2 runs entering today in 18 2/3 innings pitched. I think one felt like an accomplishment. 1-0. On the inside corner for a strike. 1-1 to Perez. Yosefo with a RBI sac fly, scoring Barriga, who walked to start the inning. Then Juan De La Cruz with singles, helping Barriga get to third. 1-1. Swing and a miss. 1-2 to the first baseman from Venezuela. Bresnahan has the sign. And hold. Broken bat flare into right center. It'll fall. Base hit for Perez. Ride have their fourth hit on Bresnahan. It's only the third inning. Granted, two of them have been flare shots, just like that. Cunningham had one in the first. Opposite field got jammed and it fell. Perez gets a little lucky. One off the inside of the bat that falls into no man's land in right center. 1-1, 2 outs for Barriga. Walked and scored in the second. Bresnahan delivers in the dirt. Spiked it way in front of the plate. Good stop by Juan Perez. Lights are on, starting to come into effect. The sun has not set, as I look over my window, right into the orb. That was a bad idea for the eyes. Barriga fouls one, straight back 1-1, but there's not really any sun left as you look east. It's a hazy day. Sierras are shrouded to the east.
just a darkening navy blue from the east. Baby blue sky peeking out behind the haze, starting to fade. One-one. Driven up the middle through for a hit. Perez takes the turnaround second. He's going to head to third, and Cohen's throw will come into second base. Barriga stays hot with the ball hit 100 off the bat up the middle. How about five hits already for the ride off Jacob Bresnahan? Bresnahan entered with the best batting average against among any player in the Cal League with more than 75 innings thrown. He's going to win Cal League Pitcher of the Month, and for my money, you should win Cal League Pitcher of the Year. I'd have a chance for some more runs off him. Runners on the corners. Two outs for Alexander Benoit. Fouls the first pitch straight back. Entering today, opposing batters hitting just 195 against Bresnahan, a lefty from Sumner, Washington. Benoit will step out and call time. Benoit singled back in the second when Barriga came around to score. Trying to tie the ball game up again. Lenzo Miola giving the Giants a one-run lead with a solo blast in the third. The pitch fouled off the netting to the right side. And Benoit in a hole, 0-2. Big deep breath by Bresnahan. He sets, steps off, and he's got Barriga to run down. Throw down to second is not in time. It hit off the back of Barriga. Falls to the second baseman, Miola. Perez will score it from third, and the game is tied. Not at all how you draw it up, but the Rawhide have tied the game. Barriga caught in a rundown. He left really early. Bresnahan threw to Hipwell, and Hipwell's throw at the back of Barriga as Miola tried to handle it and couldn't, and Barriga was safe. Benoit fouls one safe straight back. And, of course, Perez, as soon as he saw the rundown, took off right away from third. Some good base running by Perez to get to third base on the single by Barriga. Things work out in the rundown. We're tied at two. 0-2 home. Swing and a miss by Benoit. He's down on strikes, and that ends the inning. The Rawhide tied up again, two hits. Perez scores after three frames, tied at two on the Rawhide Broadcast Network and MyTV 53 from the Learn for Life press box.
Nope. Not adulting today. Bills? No way. Work emails? Deleted. Meal prepping? Those are sad leftovers in new containers. I'm out. Good thing my 2025 Toyota Camry has available all-wheel drive, perfect for dodging to-do lists. And with up to 232 horsepower and 51 miles per gallon combined, I can run forever. Ish.
Recalculating.
Nuh-uh. Recalculating my whole life. This Camry is freedom. I'll never grow up! Toyota. Let's go places.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Giants number 10, Lizbeth Diaz.
Top of the fourth inning at Valley Strong Ballpark. A 2-2 ball game between the Giants and the Rawhide. And Logan Mercado, three-inning start. Weren't expecting him to go much longer after he pitched on Tuesday. He paves the way for Yosdiner Suarez out of the bullpen. The right-hander readies and fires home. A first pitch ball missing downstairs. Isabel Diaz, the batter. An RBI in the first on an RBI ground down, scoring Johnny Level. Pitch home, sails downstairs, 2-0. Suarez at the belt and delivers downstairs again. Three balls and no strikes to Lizbel Diaz. Suarez is used to both starting and relief. I would probably love three innings from him. He's middle third, almost as a bullpen day for Visalia. Suarez making his ninth appearance of the season, a 9.11 ERA. Alberto Barica has gone to the Rawhide dugout to get a fresh glove. Second time that's happened to him this week. Five starts for Suarez. This is his fourth time out of the bullpen. 27 2/3 innings of work, 25 strikeouts, 18 walks, but he has been hittable at times. 358 batting average against. A little bit inflated, the numbers, and a couple starts where he really got rocked. Rodriguez finally found a glove that he likes. He tried two different ones, and he's got a pink glove now. Appears to be fitting right. 3-0 count to Diaz. And here comes the pitch from Yosdiner Suarez. Low, ball four, Diaz will go down to first on a four-pitch walk. That has at times been a problem, too, for Suarez, the command. He has allowed a run in his last four outings, all in August. Went 2 1/3 in his lone outing last week, allowed three hits, two runs on two walks. Walker Martin, the batter. Left-handed hitter takes low for ball one. That's five straight balls to start the day for Yosdiner Suarez. Right-hander from Caracas, Venezuela. Pitch coming to the lefty. Inside, Martin hops out of the way. One ball and one strike. Well, it's a big night along Gidding Street. Here just outside of downtown Visalia. Rawhide baseball, the final weekend of the season here at Valley Strong Ballpark. And as baseball ends, football begins. It's the changing of the season. 2-0. Inside, three balls, no strikes. And right now, right at this moment, 7:30, Redwood High School football is kicking off their home opener in a big-time matchup. They're facing Clovis North. Next door, about two blocks down, getting straight at the Mineral King Bowl. 3-0. On the outside corner for a strike. And there's Suarez's first strike. 3-1 to Mark. They're expecting a couple thousand at the Mineral King Bowl tonight for a big game. Probably about the same attendance we have here. A couple thousand in the stands here at Valley Strong Ballpark. 3-1 to Mark. Downstairs, ball four. Back walks to start Suarez's outing.
Now batting for the Giants, number five, Cameron Alcantara.
And here comes Josh Goosen Brown, Rawhide pitching coach, to chat with Suarez. Two walks at least in the last, like it now, five in a row outings for Suarez. He's been much better at home. 3.14 ERA for Suarez at home. His ERA on the road's over 17. Part of that, he gave up 10 runs in an outing to San Jose. That was in a start back in early August, but doesn't have great memories against the Giants. Two outings, the team's last series in early August, and over four innings, he allowed a combined 12 hits and 12 runs, along with six walks. Houston Brown with some encouragement. Rawhide bullpen has some stirring, but Silly hoping after a busy night busy, not last night, but what's been so far a busy week overall for the Rawhide bullpen. They get a couple innings out of Suarez. Sandro Santana is the lone Rawhide pitcher. Actually make it two Rawhide pitchers, Sandro Santana and Darlene Pinellas, to throw this week. Cam Maldonado stands in, and the first pitch misses downstairs. Diaz at second, Martin at first. Nobody out, top of the fourth. Tied at two. A fading twilight. Lights and a majority effect on this Friday night. Friday Night Lights, baseball version on this Labor Day weekend. 1-0. On the outside corner for a strike. 1-1 to Cam Maldonado. Maldonado struck out back in the second, but that was against Logan Mercado. His line finishes three innings tossed, two runs allowed. Pitch home, slap left side by Maldonado. And a roll foul, kicking to the left of the foul line and scooped up by the Rawhide third baseman, Wallace Clark. One, two to Maldonado. This is upstairs. Two balls and two strikes. Suarez is trying to get that out on the board. Settle into his outing. Working out of the stretch. It's the sign from Alberto Barriga. Kicks and deals. Swing and a miss. He got Maldonado. 92-mile-an-hour fastball. One away.
That's another strikeout brought to you by Val Metal. Built up for the far and beyond. Give him a call, 685-0340. Now batting number 29, Robert.
The sinker, the fastball from Suarez. When he's at his best, and he's had a couple good outings this year for the Rawhide, he's going to get some strikeouts, but also guys rolling over baseballs, getting on top of baseballs. The pitch, grounded foul by Robert Hipwell to the Giants dugout. Two on, Diaz at second, Martin at first. One out here in the top of the fourth. Tied at two, game four of the six-game series. Here's the pitch. On the outside corner, and it's 0-2. Feels like Suarez has worked through some early giggles and settled in. Had a really good-looking start. A quality outing against Modesto back on July 29th. Six innings, allowed just one run. Pitch home. Strike three call. Breaking ball. The changeup catches the top of the zone. And there's two away. Suarez has bounced back real nicely. And it's coming up a matter of moments. Back-to-back walks on nine pitches. Now back-to-back strikeouts and an out away from working around a little mini pickle. Juan Perez the batter, the pitch, fouled straight back, 0-1. Two runs, five hits for Visalia. They've done well against the lefty and Cal League Pitcher of the Year favorite, Jacob Bresnahan. Entered today allowing just two runs in August. He's allowed two runs in the first three innings of his start. Pitch home. This is inside. One ball, one strike. Logan Mercado working three innings for the Rawhide. Really solid. He only allowed two hits, but it was a triple by Level, and he came around to score. And then a home run by Miola. 1-1. Ground ball right side, but foul. Chopping around the Giants dugout. Suarez, a strike away from escaping the jam. One, two. In the dirt. Two balls and two strikes to Perez. Take a bite on the changeup. 21 pitch. First inning of work out of the bullpen for Yost Diner Suarez. Trying to continue what's been an excellent week so far for the Rawhide bullpen. Celia's bullpen enters today through three games with a .71 ERA. They've allowed just one run in three games. 2-2. Ground ball left side. Charging in Wallace Clark Fields. Throws across his body to first in time to beat Perez. And Yost Diner Suarez works around some early command issues for a scoreless top of the fourth. 2-2. We head to the home half of the fourth on the Rawhide Broadcast Network and MyTV 53 from the Learn for Life press box.
Still with all our active military and our
veterans. Really appreciate it, and thank you.
Thank you so much for your service.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we believe that it's never too early to start building a bright financial future. With Valley Strong's youth accounts, kids learn to earn, save, and master essential money management skills. Skills that set the foundation for a lifetime of financial independence. From piggy banks to portfolios, Valley Strong is committed to teach the ABCs of all things money. Don't wait. Open a youth account today at valleystrong.com/youth. Empower your child with the tools they need for a secure financial future.
Kaweah Health Lifestyle Fitness Center is Visalia's premier gym experience. When you join the Lifestyle Fitness Center, you're on your way to achieving your fitness goals. Come see the best gym around and train like a pro. With an indoor basketball court, two indoor pools, saunas, and cryotherapy. Run the indoor track or scale the rock wall. Childcare is available. Why wait any longer? Visit thelifestylecenter.org to learn more.
Back at Valley Strong Ballpark, bottom of the fourth inning, tied at two between the Rawhide and the Giants. Game four of this series, with the Rawhide leading 2-1, the final homestand of the season in Visalia. Harold Min leads off the frame. Jacob Bresnahan's first pitch misses downstairs for ball one to Nin. Bottom three in the lineup, two up for the Rawhide. Nin, De La Cruz, and Yosefa. The pitch from Bresnahan. Beautiful breaking ball. The slider in a lefty-on-lefty matchup. Almost impossible to hit. Starts at the hip and ends up somehow in the strike zone. Here comes the 1-1. Upstairs, two balls and one strike. Great crowd on hand. Fort Greek's pasture is packed tonight. Barely a seat or a towel to be had down in the grassy lawns. 2-1's fouled straight back. 2-2 is the unofficial last weekend of summer, and I think with baseball into the stretch, September after Labor Day, everyone kind of gets back to work, school gets started up. This is the last weekend to really celebrate summer. The weather's going to cool down soon. 2-2, fouled straight back, and it stays alive. And especially feels like the last week of summer here in Visalia when it's the last weekend of Rawhide baseball until next April. 2-2 again. Foul tipped back. And a good long at bat here from Gerald Nim. Saw a lot of these long at bats last night by the Rawhide. Alberto Barriga, it is go ahead three run blast on a 9-pitch at bat. Trent Youngblood worked a at bat double digits last night, as did Alexander Benoit. In a little extra time, stepping out of the box. Now back into it. points his front foot in his stance. Up in the air as he awaits the pitch. It's home. And he grounds it foul right off home plate. We'll do the 2-2 again. Seventh pitch of the at-bat upcoming. Bresnahan turns and throws. Missing inside. And Nin has worked the count full into an eighth pitch of this at-bat. And he'll step out and call time. Harold struck out swinging against Bresnahan back in the second. Just turned 20 years old, Harold Nin, last Monday. Late Feliz cumpleaños to Harold. Payoff home. Popped up left side and will get out of play. Go to pitch number 9. I was talking with Trent Youngblood at batting practice today, and he talked about he felt like the Rawhide put together one of their most complete games of the season last night, especially the long at-bats from top to bottom in the Rawhide lineup. Pitch home. Ground ball right side. Hard hit, but to the second base. Mioli bobbles it, drops it, picks it up. No play. That'll be an E4. It was hit hard, but should have been a play Miola made. The baseball gods like to, you know, reward a player, though, that works along bat. That's what Nin did there. Ninth pitch of the at-bat. Finds his way aboard. And the fastest runner on the Rawhide. The go-ahead run with nobody out. See if he takes off. Dias de la Cruz stands in. Takes ball one outside. First air of the game on either side. And getting some instructions from the Rawhide first base coach, Mickey. Takes a big four-stride lead at first. Here's the pitch. This is outside. Two balls and no strikes. Min with the tie as the pickoff throw goes over to first. Time for the eighth most stolen bases in the Cal League this season. 30 for 41. Most stolen bases on the Rawhide, though. It's a great second halves of speed from Jackeo Seffa and J.D. Dix. Pitch home. This is downstairs. No, called a strike. It was a strike. Breaking ball in the zone for Bresnahan. Make it 2-1. Bresnahan sets at the belt. And deals. Swing and a miss. He turned up the heat with a fastball. 2-2. 62 pitches now for Bresnahan. Right. Part of the great job they did last night with the offense. They didn't score against the starter, Luis De La Torre, but they were able to chase De La Torre out in the fourth inning. His pitch count was up into the 70s. They've done similar with Bresnahan tonight, except they've added two runs. 2-2, not yet. A pickoff throw back to first. A good one, and out is Nin. Bresnahan caught Nin leaning the wrong way, and there's one out. Got to be a little extra careful when you're a runner with a lefty on. You've got a bird's eye view of you. I guess not a bird's eye view, but they've got you in plain view instead of a righty that has to peek over your shoulder. 2-2. Misses downstairs. Bresnahan's tall, but I'm not sure he's tall enough to look at Nin from above like a bird. But he did have a good view of him and a good pickoff throw. Full count to De La Cruz. Here comes the payoff. Popped up right side and out of play. Another long at bat. Bresnahan's season high, 6 innings completed. He's done that once. That was back on July 4th. A win against Stockton. Season high, 86 pitches thrown. Pitch home, and it's fouled back by De La Cruz. Just another great at bat worked by a Rawhide batter. And it's back to back good long at bats here in the fourth inning. The next pitch will be the seventh. Bresnahan throws. Fouled away. And make that. That was the eighth pitch of the at-bat. So we'll go nine deep for a second straight at-bat to start this fourth inning. Bresnahan shakes off a sign. He's got one now. Turns, winds, throws. Grounded foul just off the inside of the bat. And we'll go double digits. And these two at-bats have collectively put Bresnahan from starting the inning at 47 pitches, now up to 67. Completely changed his outing with two at-bats. Pitch home. Downstairs, ball four. A 10-pitch walk by Dios de la Cruz. It's a Save Mart walk for the Rawhide. Walker, drive to your neighborhood Save Mart. Fighting inflation for you every day.
Now batting here high, number one.
It's the second walk by Bresnahan. He's allowed five hits tonight and two runs. One on, one out for Jacque Josepha. Pitch home. Swing and a miss, 0-1. Josepha flew one into center with Barriga at third, who came home to score. Sacrifice fly. Next pitch will be Bresnahan's 70th. Pickoff throw back to first. De La Cruz back. And the Rawhide can work a couple more long at bats. This is certainly going to be Bresnahan's last inning of work, and the Rawhide will get to go to a Giants bullpen that was very busy last night. 0-1. De La Cruz takes off. It's grounded left side. Fielded by the third baseman Reynoso. Throw to first in time. Two away. Hit and run. De La Cruz gets to scoring position. 5-3 ground out. Two outs. Back to the top of the order. And J.D. Dix. Dix is 0-2 today. He's flown out to right both at bat. Switch hitter, batting righty against Bresnahan. The pitch. At the knees for a strike. 0-1. You wear down pitchers. That's what the Rawhide did last night. Went through De La Torre and then four different relievers. Pitch home, sails outside, 1-1. John Youngblood just felt top to bottom, felt the pitching was great last night, the energy in the ballpark, what they did offensively. Said it was one of his favorite wins of the season. There's been 60 of them so far this year for Visalia. 1-1. Down low, two balls, one strike. That's a lot to choose from. Feels like the Rawhide have carried over their really good at bats and offensive momentum after a really not a great first 2 days of offense in this series. Carried it over well, nicely now into Friday. But a different team at the plate as Dix takes inside. Now peel on the check swing. He did hold up, and it's 3-1. Bresnahan sets and throws. Fly foul right side and headed for someone's windshield along Gidding Street. Guess what? The counts work full. Third time in the inning. Bresnahan deals. Low ball four. Another full count walk worked by the Rawhide. Second of the inning. And of course, it's a Rawhide walk brought to you by Save Mart. Prices dropped. Inflation stopped. What are you waiting for? Walker drive on by this week. Here comes the Giants pitching coach, Dan Rusler, to chat with Jacob Bresnahan. Lefty at 90, or make it 76 pitches here in the fourth. Two outs, two on. I imagine they're telling Bresnahan, Facing a lefty here, Casey Cunningham. Get him out. Your day's done. And the Giants can go into the fifth in a tie ball game. Cunningham's one for two today. An opposite field bloop single back in the first. Flew out to left in the third. Yeah, LaCruz at second. Dix at first. Pitch to Kasif. On the outside corner for a strike, going one. Cunningham, 8 hits so far in his young Rawhide career. 8 hits now in 7 games. 0-1. Foul tipped back. And quickly, 0-2. Run apiece the last two innings for the Rawhide. Answered runs by the Giants. San Jose's already led twice today and lost that lead. Two home to Cunningham. Swing and a miss. Ball's in the dirt. Brez will tag out Cunningham, and the inning is over. It was Brezahan's 80th pitch that gets him out of the jam. The Rawhide strand two in the fourth. We head to the fifth inning, tied at two on the Rawhide Broadcast Network and MyTV 53 from the Learn for Life press box.
It's time to welcome some special groups and announce some special guests in attendance at Valley Strong.
When I'm at my high school, I want to feel safe. I want to learn things I'll actually use.
I want to control my schedule. I want to control my future.
I want to be authentic with myself, even at school.
At Learn for Life High Schools, I can.
I can change
my story,
and so can you.
Enroll anytime to control your education.
Completely free.
Oh no, the PTA. They've spotted me. 2025 Toyota Grand Highlander Hybrid. Get us far from here. With 36 miles per gallon, I'm outrunning judgy glares. 362 horsepower, perfect for escaping a bake sale sign-up sheet. All-wheel drive, built for pavement, gravel, and the instability of a PTA talent show. Plus, premium JBL speakers drown out all the drama. You'll never take me alive! Toyota, let's go places.
Top of the fifth inning at Valley Strong Ballpark, a 2-2 ball game between the Rawhide and the Giants. So Steiner Suarez fires home. A first pitch strike to Dario Reynoso. 9-1-2 due up in the Giants lineup. Reynoso level and Miola. The pitch downstairs. One ball and one strike. Been a lot of action on the base pass. Another slow-moving ball game for a second straight night. Almost got to 3 hours last night. 1-1. Foul tipped back. Right off the chest of Natanael Garcia. Great crowd on hand. Getting into the ball game. Just announced attendance of 2,358. Just about 100 shy of a sellout. We'll see if we can get there tomorrow night. 1-2. Outside, two balls, two strikes. And if you're watching at home in the South Valley, tickets are available at visaliarawhide.com. Your last chance to see the Rawhide under the lights at Valley Strong Ballpark until next April. 2-2. Fouled right off the pulling down the right field line. It pit balls to the left. Rawhide, bat boy, will go out and retrieve it. You know, so working out of the stretch, though nobody on. At the belt. And home. Swing and a miss. Struck him out with a fastball. One away. When the best need their rest, they stay at the Hampton Inn Tulare. Visit the Visalia Rawhide's website for a discount for your next stay in the Valley. One out. Here in the top of the fifth. Back to the top of the order. And Johnny Level tripled and scored in the first. Grounded out in the third. Lefty batter facing righty pitcher. Throw home. Upstairs. 1-0. Chance for both. Here's the pitch. Upstairs. 2-0. Chance for both Fresno and Inland Empire to clinch playoff spots tonight. Playing 45 minutes up the road at Chuck Chancey Ballpark. Here comes the 2-0 pitch to Level. Upstairs, 3-0. Inland Empire enters the ninth. Their magic number is at 1. So all they need is a win, or they can get losses from both the Rawhide and the Storm to clinch a playoff spot. 3-0, Bunchone pulled back and to strike down the middle. 3-1. Fresno needs a win and a Modesto loss, and they clinch a playoff spot. There's a chance that both teams could clinch tonight at Chuck Chancey Ballpark as they play each other. 3-1. Inside, ball four. Level. Oh. Walk down to first. One aboard with one out here in the top of the fifth. Now, in San Jose, certainly eagerly watching. See if Fresno clinches tonight or this weekend, and the Giants will be right back in the Central Valley in just 2 weeks. San Jose, by virtue of winning the first half title in the Cal League North, already into the playoffs. Lorenzo Miola, the batter. And he takes ball one inside. Suarez out of the stretch. And delivers. Upstairs, 2-0. Fresno and San Jose, if that is the case, play a three-game series starting a week from Tuesday. It would be September 9th in Fresno, day off, and then it's best of three series. September 9th and September 10th would be those game two and game three. Miola takes a strike, 2-1. Cali Championship Series will start on Sunday, September 14th, and that's a best of three series as well. Comes the 2-1. Japanese for a strike, 2-2. Looking like Rancho Cucamonga will play Inland Empire, so that'll be an easy commuter series. Those two teams separated by not even 30 minutes along Interstate 10 down in San Bernardino County. 2-2. Outside, just missed on a breaking ball. Count full to Miola. Miola homered in his last at bat, a solo blast 417 feet to left center field. Here comes the payoff. Runner takes off, and it's grounded foul. San Jose, they're trying to win their first Cal League title since 2021. They've had plenty of success. They're probably the most consistently successful team in the Cal League for the last 20 years. Had some disappointing playoff exits the last few years. Payoff home. And it's fouled away again, right side. And Miola putting together a terrific at bat. Pitch number 8 of this battle between Suarez and Miola. Coming up. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Miola strikes out on an elevated fastball. And after eight pitches, Suarez wins the battle. It's a fourth strikeout for the 5-out Suarez is recorded out of the bullpen via the K. So Trevor Cohen stands in. He walked and flew out back in the third. Here's the pitch. Upstairs, 1-0. San Jose won the Cal League title in 2021. Last 3 years, they've made the playoffs, and they've been swept in the Cal League North Division Series all 3 years. So they're hoping for a straight year. They'll be back in the playoffs, hoping things are different. Last 2 years swept by Modesto, went on to win the championship. Cohen takes inside, 2-0. It's looking like it'll be Fresno this year instead. Giants hoping for a different result. 2-0. Upstairs, 3-0. But no question for San Jose. Certainly the pitching is good. They're going to have an advantage with their rotation with Jacob Bresnahan. Really the few pitchers we've seen the last few nights for San Jose. Hunter Dryden, Luis De La Torre, Nico Mazza was terrific on Wednesday. All of them should factor into the rotation for San Jose in the playoffs. It's a 3-0 on the outside corner, 3-1. And, you know, games are best of three series. You can kind of stack up your best arms 1 and 2 in a game even. But it's the offense that has San Jose fans a little bit cause for concern right now. 3-1. High ball 4. It just missed. Cohen works a walk. And there's 2 on. With 2 outs. Here at the top of the fifth. Isabel Diaz will stand in. Drove in a run on a RBI fielder's choice back in the first. Walked in the fourth. Josh Goosen-Brown, Rye pitching coach, out to chat with Yostiner Suarez. Gives us a chance to tell you that Valley Strong Credit Union helps kids learn to earn, save, and master essential money managing skills with specialized youth accounts for all ages. Find more information or get started today, valleystrong.com/youth. We're talking about Inland Empire in Fresno. We'd love to give you a score, but this is the first time I've seen this happen all year. They're having some tech issues in the press box at Chancy Ballpark. They are currently playing, but stats and the broadcast aren't working right now, so who knows what the score is. It's like old times say. Rancho Cucamonga does lead at Lake Elsinore 4-1. They're in the top of the fifth. The Modesto, their final ever series at John Thurman Field. Or the Nuts cease to exist. Lead Stockton 1-0 at the top of the sixth. We'll check those scores a little later on in the evening, see if any champagne is going to be popped up in Fresno later tonight. Lisbel Diaz is the batter, and the pitch. Driven high in the air down the left field line, but hooking foul. And it's off the netting in front of the brand new construction down the left field line that will house the new batting cages and weight room next year. A one count to Diaz. Level at second. Cohen at first. Two walks, two strikeouts in the inning for Suarez. 0-1. Chopped foul straight back. And the count goes 0-2. Suarez walked two of the fourth. Was able to get out of the inning without damage. He's at 48 pitches now. Just his second inning of work. There is action in the Rawhide bullpen. This very well may be his last at bat, regardless of result. Tied at 2 here in the top of the fifth. 0-2 home. Just missed inside. Oh, Trackman says it was a strike. Tanael Garcia doesn't call it that. Change up. 1-2. Pitch home. Just misses downstairs. Miss with the changeup there. 2-2 to Diaz. Gutsy takes by Diaz with two outs and runners on. Give credit to the guy who leads the Cal League in hits, though. Pitch home. Driven into left center. Benoit racing over. Won't get to the baseball, and it will roll to the wall. One run is in. Cohen hustling around from third. The relay is cut off, and the Giants lead 4-2. A two-out, two RBI double for Lizbel Diaz. Put San Jose in front for a third time today. Long at bat, Diaz took a couple pitches off the edge of the zone, and he comes through with an RBI double to left center. Level scored with ease, and Cohen around with showing some good speed to make it 4-2 here at the top of the fifth. Suarez can't escape the jam this time. He'd walked four batters. That was his first hit he allowed, but it was a costly one. Walker Martin will stand in. Here's the pitch. Martin takes downstairs, 1-0. Pitch home. Swing and a miss. And it's 1-1 to Martin. 4-2, San Jose's taking a lead here in the top of the fifth. They have just three hits. All of them have been big. 1-1. Swing and a miss by Martin on an elevated fastball, 1-2. It's not always about the number of hits. It's what they are and when you get them. And all three hits for the Giants tonight, extra bases. Triple by Level, home run by Miola, and a two RBI double by Diaz. 1-2 from Suarez. Just missed outside on a changeup. Samuel Garcia has not expanded the zone with strike calls tonight. The pitch fouled away, and credit to him, was outside. A pretty good zone both tonight and on Wednesday. Suarez at the belt and delivers. Ground ball chop foul down the first base line. And we'll do the 2-2 again. It's turned almost into a start for Suarez. He's only in his second inning and he's nearing 60 pitches. Two two. Chop foul. We'll do it again. Pitch number 7 of the step out upcoming. Imagine the day done for the Giants starter, Jacob Bresnahan. Four innings working around trouble of his own. 2-2. Popped up, left side. Wallace Clark, the Rawhide third baseman, over at the wall. He just runs out of room. It bounces into the first row of the Equity Group Saloon. So close. We'll go to the eighth pitch of the at-bat. Last 2 days have a feel like seeing more long at bats here at Valley Strong Ballpark than all season long. Credit to both teams' hitters for patience and tenacity. 2-2 again to Martin. The pitch. Inside, and the count worked full. We'll go to the ninth pitch of the at bat. Suarez throws, driven into left. Benoit, a few steps in, reaches up and makes the one-handed grab, handing over. A two RBI, two out double by Lizbel Diaz puts the San Jose Giants in front, 4-2 on the Rawhide Broadcast Network and MyTV 53 from the Learn for Life press box.
You love your car.
but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we believe that it's never too early to start building a bright financial future. With Valley Strong's youth accounts, kids learn to earn, save, and master essential money management skills. Skills that set the foundation for a lifetime of financial independence. From piggy banks to portfolios, Valley Strong is committed to teach the ABCs of all things money. Don't wait. Open a youth account today at valleystrong.com/youth. Empower your child with the tools they need for a secure financial future.
It falls off. Can he get it? And Darian wins it. Congratulations to Darian. Thank you so much to all of our contestants. Back up to the Black Box.
Thanks, Jacob. That was tonight's Mr. Potato Head Race. Now batting for your high, number 11, Wallace Clark.
Wallace Clark leads off the bottom of the fifth for the Rawhide. Visalia trailing San Jose 4-2. Left-handed switch hitter Clark, batting left-handed. Pitch on. Grounded, left side, softly hit. Charging in third baseman Reynoso Fields fires the first. One out for the new Giants pitcher. The right-hander. Hubert Mejias, new pitcher for San Jose. One pitch, one out, and Hubert Perez steps in. Here's the pitch. Inside corner for a strike. Mejias, 5.61 ERA, 25 appearances. Been busy this year, 61 innings, 49 strikeouts, 18 walks. Pitch home, sails upstairs, one ball, one strike. So they're pitching to contact with those numbers. He's been hittable, 285 batting average against. Pitch coming from Mejias, swing and a miss. 1-2, first outing of the series for Mejias. Four-year-old in his third pro season and his second full year with San Jose. Plenty of experience in the Cal League. Fires home. Swing and a miss. Two quick outs. Perez down on strikes. And there's two away.
Now batting for your high, number 6, Alberto Barriga.
Alberto Barriga will step to the plate with two outs and the base is empty. They're on high trailing 4-2. I'd have put at least one runner on in every inning so far tonight. Mejia steals. And Barriga takes upstairs 1-0. Just four innings tonight for Jacob Bresnahan, but he limited damage to two runs. Right, got five hits off the southpaw. Barriga takes a strike at the knees 1-1. It doubled the amount of runs that Bresnahan had allowed in four starts in the month of August. He'd only allowed two runs all August, but Rawhide get two runs off him. Here's the pitch. Just the top of the zone for a strike. 1-2. Final line, four innings, five hits, two runs, five strikeouts, three walks. For the left-hander from Washington, Jacob Bresnahan. One, two count. Hubert Mejias fires, and it's tipped foul by Barriga. Five hits for the Rawhide. Bresnahan, that was tied for the most hits that he's allowed in any outing all season. That's how good he's been. like a win for the Rawhide offense, but now they trail. A 1-2 popped up by Barriga. Left side of the infield, backpedaling. The shortstop level leans over and makes the belt-eye catch. Looked like he found it great in the lights, but made a basket catch belt-eye and a 1-2-3 inning out of the bullpen for Hubert Mejias. We head to the 6-4-2 San Jose leads on the Rawhide Broadcast Network and MyTV 53 from the Learn for Life press box.
Now let's look at those lucky number scorecards for tonight's first winner.
Scorecard. When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
I can't do it anymore. Another touch base, another pivot, another sync with Gary. What does that even mean? I'm escaping in my 2025 Toyota 4Runner. Multi-terrain select, four-wheel drive, 326 net horsepower, so I can drive far, far from Gary. Goodbye inbox, hello, great outdoors. I'm making eye contact with a deer right now. We get each other. Thank you, 4Runner. I live here now. Toyota, let's go places.
Top six at Valley Strong Ballpark. The Giants lead the Rawhide 4-2 on this Friday night. Final weekend of baseball this season at Valley Strong Ballpark. Darlene Pinales, the new pitcher for Visalia. He fires home. Cameron Maldonado swings and misses. The first pitch from the right-hander from Bonny in the Dominican Republic. A 1-2 Pinales. Grounded foul, 0-2. Darlene making his 33rd appearance of the season out of the bullpen. 5.97 ERA, 34 and two-thirds innings of work. 48 strikeouts, 24 walks. Holding opposing batters to a 240 batting average against. Pitch on. Grounded foul again. Left side on the top of the foot of Maldonado. Stumbles out of the box. We'll do the 0-2 again. Alas sets at the belt and home. Just missed upstairs. 1-2. Pinales thought it was strike three. Started his strikeout strut, but no, it was just outside. Tanael Garcia's had a little bit of a smaller strike zone tonight. Certainly led to some long at bats. Pitch home. Grounded foul. A lot of foul balls. 4-2 lead for the Giants in the top of the six. It's been three different times the Giants have led. Twice the Rawhide have tied the game. 1-2 coming to Maldonado. Outside, two balls and two strikes. Great crowd on hand, 2,300. Topping last night's crowd of 2,200. What a weekend it's been so far at Valley Strong Ballpark. It's just getting started. 2-2. Swing and a foul tip into the glove of Barriga. Maldonado down on strikes, and Pinales starts his outing with a strikeout. Darlene, he celebrated his 23rd birthday yesterday. He's making his first outing of this series. He tossed two innings last time out against Inland Empire, allowed two runs on four hits. Robert Hipwell stands in, left-handed batter. Takes strike one at the top of the zone. It's been a big last month for Darlene. Birthday yesterday. Here comes the 0-1 to Hipwell. Downstairs, one ball, one strike. He flew home to his native Dominican Republic in the last week of July when the Rawhide were here at home hosting Modesto. Here comes the 1-1 to Hipwell. Downstairs, two balls and one strike. Had the birth of his first child, a baby boy for Darlene with his wife. So got to be home for that. Back with the Rawhide, finishing up this final month and celebrating his 23rd birthday yesterday. Pitch on. Swing and a miss. Well, way in front of a fastball. Two balls and two strikes. Second year in Visalia for Pinellas. He's only become a clubhouse favorite. Pitch on. Downstairs and the count full. Oh, the Rawhide actually threw him a little mini birthday party yesterday. The Rawhide promotions team, led by Hannah and Louisa, went out before the game to the Rawhide dugout. They brought some cupcakes, little party hats. Payoff home. Downstairs, ball four. Hipwell will work a walk. A few of the players gathered around, a lot of the bullpen, and sung Darlene happy birthday, enjoyed some cupcakes. Really nice little party put together by Hannah and Louisa. Did a great job leading all the in-game promotions, festivities here at the ballpark. Now is certainly a clubhouse favorite and one of the main translators for the Rawhide. Juan Perez takes the first pitch strike, 0-1. Runner at first, one out, top of the sixth. 4-2 lead for the Giants. Pinellas is kind of the go-to translator for post-game interviews. Rawhide interviewing a player, prefers to speak in Spanish. Perez swings and misses 0-2. Former Dodger, Darlene Pinellas, played once or two seasons actually with Rancho Cucamonga. Signed by the D-backs off waivers in December of 2023. 0-2 coming to Perez. Here it is. Round ball right side. Skid off the glove of Pinellas. Dix flips to Cunningham, who fires the first. Double play. First round draft picks team up for an inning ending. 4-6-3 double play. Pinellas faces the minimum at the top of the sixth. We head to the bottom of the sixth. The Rawhide trail 4-2 on the Rawhide Broadcast Network and MyTV 53 from the Learn for Life press box.
Echelon is here for you as well. Higher Echelon to protect that special event on that special day.
At Learn for Life High Schools, I can be myself.
I can feel safe.
I can go to school at times that work for me.
I can prioritize my mental health.
I can have a better school-life balance.
I can work at my own pace.
I can control
my narrative.
At Learn for Life High Schools,
I can control my own education.
I can change
my story,
and so can you.
Enroll anytime to control your education. Completely free.
Meet Liana, a part-time chef and full-time mom. In the past, Liana didn't have health insurance because she didn't think she could afford it. What she didn't realize is she qualified for Medi-Cal. She loves the coverage and peace of mind that comes with high-quality care. The kind of care you get with Anthem Blue Cross. This is Medi-Cal, and it's for more people than you think. Maybe even you. To see if you qualify, go to chooseanthem.com/CA. That's chooseanthem.com/CA.
And reminder fans, last call for that jersey auction going on in the Anthem Team Store. Now batting for your high, number 23, Alexander Benoit.
Alex. Alexander Benoit leads off the bottom of the sixth for the Rawhide. Takes strike one from Hubert Mejias out for his second inning of work. Mejias out of the bullpen. Pitched a 1-2-3 fifth. Benoit will step out and call time. 4-2 lead for the San Jose Giants over the Visalia Rawhide. Giants trying to even up this series at two games apiece. Rawhide with a win. Secure at least a split, and they match their home win total from last year. Pitch home. Sails upstairs. One ball, one strike to Benoit. The pitch. Swing and miss. 1-2. Two home. Chopped left side. Charging in the third baseman Reynoso fields on the edge of the grass. Fires to first in time to beat the sprinting Benoit. 1 out. NTM Productions is the official partner for the Visalia Rawhide and all things IT management and ballpark sound. For IT management needs or entertainment upgrades, give NTM Productions a call at 559-550-1500. 4 out, 4 down so far for Hubert Mejias. 1 out for him to face the left-hander Yerald Nin, 0 for 2 today. And Nin swings and misses at a first-pitch fastball. Comes the 0-1. Inside, 1 ball and 1 strike to Yerald. Rawhide 37-26 this season here at home. Second most home wins of any team in the Cal League. The pitch home fouled away. 1-2, the only team with more home wins would be San Jose. Giants have been almost untouchable at home. 1-2 home. Grounded up the middle, speared out of the air by Mejias. He fires the first 2 outs. Rawhide with one more win. They match that 38-win total at home from last year's team. They're 2 wins away. They get 2 of 3 this weekend. They will have the most home wins of any Rawhide team since 2019. Diaz de la Cruz steps to the plate and takes strike one. Mejias sets above the bounce and deals. Swing and a miss, 0-2. 2019 team, of course, won the Cal League Championship. It'd be good company to have. Rawhide can get 2 more wins this weekend. It certainly helped playing in front of some of the best and most passionate fans of the Cal League all season long. 0-2. Swing and a miss. De La Cruz down on strikes. Hubert Mejias has come out of the bullpen. Dominated. 6 up, 6 down. Well, to the final 3 frames of baseball tonight. San Jose 4, Visalia 2 on the Rawhide Broadcast Network and MyTV 53 from the Learn for Life Press Box.
Nope, not adulting today. Bills, no way. Work emails, deleted. Meal prepping, those are sad leftovers in new containers. I'm out. Good thing my 2025 Toyota Camry has available all-wheel drive, perfect for dodging to-do lists. And with up to 232 horsepower and 51 miles per gallon combined, I can run forever. Ish.
Recalculating.
Nuh-uh. Recalculating my whole life. This Camry is freedom. I'll never grow up! Toyota. Let's go places.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Lorenzo. And we also want to wish Danielle a very happy birthday. Happy birthday from all of us here at Valley Strong Ballpark. Now batting for the Giants, number 6, Dario Reynoso.
Final 3 innings of baseball to play tonight at Valley Strong Ballpark. A 4-2 lead for the San Jose Giants by Celia Rahan. Final Friday night action of the year here in the South Valley. Dario Reynoso leads off the inning for San Jose and takes ball one from Darlene Pinales. Pinales faced the minimum in the 6th. He was helped by an inning-ending double play turned by J.D. Ditz, Casey Cunningham, and Enyavert Perez. Pitch home. The knees for a strike, 1-1. It was pretty sweet-looking double play. Dix tossing to Cunningham in perfect motion, flying in the air, stepping on the bag, and throwing to first. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Downstairs, 2 balls and 1 strike. And, you know, maybe it shades of some future day at Chase Field. Those two working together up the middle. Remember that double play? If we ever see it again at the bigs, the 2-1 at the knees for a strike, 2-2. It's not every day you have 2 first-round draft picks playing up the middle, teaming up for a double play. Two-two pitch home. Swing and a miss. Reynoso down on strikes. One out of the 7th.
Now batting for the Giants, number 12, Johnny Lebel.
Top of the order, and Johnny Lebel, he scored twice tonight. Tripled and scored in the 1st, walked and scored on the 2 RBI go-ahead. Double by Lizbel Diaz in the 5th. Pitch home. Sails upstairs to the left-hand. Left-handed batting Lebel. 1-0. Pitch. On the outside corner for a strike, 1-1. Yeah, 35th overall pick in the 2024 draft. Second base, and J.D. Dix. And Jason Cunningham from this last month's draft. He's only a couple months out of high school. Pitch home on the outside corner for a strike, 1-2. 18th overall selection by the Diamondbacks last month. Talk about talent up the middle for the Rawhide on their infield. Fun last couple weeks watching those two. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Lebel way in front of the breaking ball. 3 strikeouts for Pinales. 2 outs in the 7th. Lorenzo Miola will step to the plate. Make it 1-for-3 today. He's struck out twice, but his 1 hit allowed 1. His 2nd pro home run. A solo blast to left center. Strike 1 back in the 3rd inning. There's some pop in Mayola's bat. He was drafted in the 4th round by the Giants last month out of Stenson, located in Florida. Pitch home. This is low. 1-ball, 1-strike. First team all Atlantic Sun Conference this past season. It 327 with 11 homers and 57 games. So he's got some power, and he was the defensive player of the year as well in the A-Sun. Playing second base tonight for the Giants. As he takes downstairs. 1-ball, 1-strike. Gotten off to a little bit of a slow start batting average-wise. Hitting just 167 entering tonight. He's got his 2nd pro homer. 2-1 pitch. On the outside corner for a strike. 2-2. 30th ranked prospect in the Giants organization. New Jersey native. One of 3 current position players for the Giants selected in last month's draft. 2-2, swing and a miss. Darlene Pinales strikes out the side one day after his 23rd birthday. He's worked 2 shutouts. We'll stretch. 4-2 Giants on the Rawhide Broadcast Network and MyTV 53 from the Learn for Life press box.
Bank with Valley Strong Credit Union and find out how they can grow your possibilities.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we believe that it's never too early to start. building a bright financial future. With Valley Strong's youth accounts, kids learn to earn, save, and master essential money management skills. Skills that set the foundation for a lifetime of financial independence. From piggy banks to portfolios, Valley Strong is committed to teach the ABCs of all things money. Don't wait. Open a youth account today at valleystrong.com/youth. Empower your child with the tools they need for a secure financial future.
Kaweah Health Lifestyle Fitness Center is Visalia's premier gym experience. When you join the Lifestyle Fitness Center, you're on your way to achieving your fitness goals. Come see the best gym around and train like a pro. With an indoor basketball court, two indoor pools, saunas, and cryotherapy. Run the indoor track or scale the rock wall. Childcare is available. Why wait any longer? Visit thelifestylecenter.org to learn more.
Josepha leads off the bottom of the seventh inning with the Rawhide trailing 4-2. And he swings and misses at the first pitch. He sees from Hubert Mejias. About Mejias so far. Six up, six down out of the bullpen for the Giants. 0-1. Upstairs, one ball, one strike. Only 20 pitches through two innings for Mejias. One one coming to Josepha. Downstairs, two balls and one strike. Four runs on three hits, one error for San Jose. Two runs on five hits, no errors for Visalia. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. 2-2 to Josepha. I mentioned earlier we didn't have a score update at Chicansey Ballpark in Fresno. They'd had some power issues in their press box. Power has been restored, and it's revealed a bonkers ball game. Only in the top of the fourth inning, Fresno has 10 hits and leads Inland Empire 7-4. 2-2 pitch. Check swing foul. Rancho and Lake Elsinore tied at 4 in the top of the seventh. Modesto leads Stockton 1-0 in the top of the eighth. Modesto wins. Inland Empire will have to win tonight to clinch. Fresno needs a win and a by both Visalia and Lake Elsinore loss. Both look possible tonight as Josepha swings and misses, and he's down on strikes, one away. Three strikeouts for Hubert Mejias. He has looked phenomenal on the bump so far for a Rawhide offense that's really frustrated Giants pitching over the last 10 innings plus. He's settled down and quieted just every batter he's faced, and he's two outs away from nine up, nine down. J.D. Dix takes ball one inside. Switch hitter batting lefty. Pitch home, swing and a miss. 1-1. He is working quickly. He's getting ahead of these Rawhide batters. It's right now like watching a truck drive downhill. Pitch home, grounded up the middle, right back to Mejias. Collects and lightly tosses to first. Two outs.
Now batting here high, number three, Payson Cunningham.
Two outs for Payson Cunningham. He's one for three today, an opposite field blue pit back at the first. Lefty batter, face the ready pitcher, Mejias. Mejias throws on the outside corner for a strike, 0-1. 21-year-old Mejias from Cuba, a late signee. Didn't see too many players internationally signed at 21, but his third pro season, 24 years of age. He's looking sharp tonight. What's been an up-and-down season for him with the Giants. Dee Garner, Rawhide manager, has come out to chat with Nathanael Garcia. Two outs and nobody on here in the bottom of the seventh. 4-2 lead for the Giants over the Rawhide. Maybe DeGarner just wants to know what Nathanael Garcia's favorite character is in Toy Story. Toy Story Nuts. Buzz Lightyear is here. Just sung the seventh inning stretch with Tipper T-Bowl in the crowd. I am partial to Mr. Potato Head, though, if I had to choose one. You know, Buzz gets all the attention. He's the popular one, but you gotta love Mr. Potato Head. Garner walks back to the Rawhide dugout. I don't know what in the world that could have been about. And here's the 0-1. It's ripped up the middle, through for a hit. Mason Cunningham has his third multi-hit game of his pro career. Two hits on Tuesday, two hits tonight.
Now batting for your high, number 11, Colin Clark.
Maybe it was a little gamemanship from D. Garner. He's just trying to slow down Hubert Mejias, and it worked. Next pitch, you're 8-up, 8-down. Cunningham gets on base. Wallace Clark stands in, 1-on, 2-out. The pitch outside, 1-0. Clark is 0-for-3 today. Strikeout, fly out of the ground down. The pitch on the outside corner for a strike, 1-1. Clark has found his way on base the last couple nights with walks. Has four walks over the last two nights, but he's still looking for his first pro hit. Pickoff throw back to first. Cunningham gets back to the bag. I was talking with Wallace today, and he said, I'm hitting the ball well, I just got to find a hole somewhere. 1-1 pitch. Fouled away down the third baseline. And it's 1-2 to the native of Tulsa, Oklahoma. Pitch home. Cunningham takes off, but it's fouled straight back. Five pitches for Mejias. Complete three shutout innings out of the Giants' bullpen. 4-2. San Jose lead here in the bottom of the seventh. Here's the 1-2 pitch to Clark. Popped up on the infield. First baseman Hipwell coming in. Reaches up and makes the grab. Side retired. Rawhide Strand 1 in the 7th. We head to the 8th. San Jose 4, Visalia 2 on the Rawhide Broadcast Network at MyTV 53 from the Learn for Life press box.
Like to remind you, if you drink, don't drive. Decide to ride. Responsibility happens to work.
When I'm at my high school, I want to feel safe. I want to learn things I'll actually use.
I want to control my schedule. I want to control my future.
I want to be authentic with myself, even at school.
I learn for life high schools. I can.
I can change
my story.
And so can you.
Enroll anytime to control your education. Completely free.
Oh no, the PTA. They've spotted me. 2025 Toyota Grand Highlander Hybrid. Get us far from here. With 36 miles per gallon, I'm outrunning Judgy Glares. 362 horsepower, perfect for escaping a bake sale sign-up sheet. All-wheel drive, built for pavement, gravel, and the instability of a PTA talent show. Plus, premium JBL speakers drown out all the drama. You'll never take me alive! Toyota, let's go places.
With Ferrari Merch Raffle. If you have ticket number 623-023, congrats! You just got a team signed jersey! Head on up to the Anthem store and claim that prize. Reminder, folks, the auction is closing near the red zone at the end of this inning. Trevor Bowen.
top of the eighth inning at Valley Strong Ballpark. 4-2 lead for the Giants over the Rawhide. Trevor Cohen leads off, shows the bunt, pulls it back, but he takes a strike anyways at the knee. Starlin Pinellas looking sharp. He's out for his third inning of work. Faced the minimum through two with four strikeouts. Only other outs coming on a double play. A one swing and a miss. It's 0-2 to Cohen. Four runs on three hits for the Giants. Two runs on six hits for the Rawhide. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. Outside, one ball, and two strikes. Cohen has walked twice today. He scored in the fifth. That's the go-ahead hit. Lisbel Diaz, a two RBI double. 1-2. Ground ball, left side. Clark plays it back on a hop. Filled across the diamond in time. What out. Rawhide Baseball on the Rawhide Broadcast Network, brought to you by Family Healthcare Network. Care centered on you. Isabel Diaz stands in. He's got three RBIs tonight. He's driven in three of the four San Jose runs. Takes ball one downstairs. RBI ground out in the first. Scored Johnny Level. First run of the game. Walked in the fourth. And the two RBI double to the wall in the fifth. It was with two outs, and he had two strikes as well. 1-0. Strike on the inside corner. 1-1. He took a couple pitches right on the edge of the zone. Called balls. And finally got to Yost Diner Suarez, who'd been working around trouble for a couple innings. 1-1. Swing and a foul tip back. Lee 1-2 to Diaz. Such an impressive season for Lisbel Diaz, leading the league in hits. Works full season with the Giants, split his time last year between the ACL and San Jose. Another Cuban national on this Giants team. Pitcho, swing and a miss. Yeah. And on strikes. Two away. Four strikeouts for Darlin Pinellas. The Rawhide come back to win this game. Remember, Pinellas is outing out of the bullpen. He looks superb tonight. 35 pitches, four strikeouts. So on just one base runner, a walk back in the sixth. Walker Martin stands in. Two today with a walk, and he takes ball one inside. Rawhide have tied the game twice after trailing. Diaz's two RBI double, the last run scored. Martin takes a strike at the knees. 1-1. Pinellas upset at the belt. Kicks and throws. Foul tipped back. 1-2 to Martin. Pinellas likely a strike away from completing three shutout innings out of the bullpen. Certainly helping out the Rawhide pen the rest of the weekend. 1-2 coming home. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Elevated fastball. Darlin Pinellas. Three shutout innings on five strikeouts. What an outing from the newly minted 23-year-old from the Dominican Republic. We head to the home half of the eighth. Giants 4, Rawhide 2 on the Rawhide Broadcast Network and MyTV 53 from the Learn for Life press box.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we believe that it's never too early to start. building a bright financial future. With Valley Strong's youth accounts, kids learn to earn, save, and master essential money management skills. Skills that set the foundation for a lifetime of financial independence. From piggy banks to portfolios, Valley Strong is committed to teach the ABCs of all things money. Don't wait. Open a youth account today at valleystrong.com/youth. Empower your child with the tools they need for a secure financial future.
Now batting for your high, number 18, Inhuber Perez!
Bottom of the eighth inning, Hubert Mejias out for a fourth inning of work out of the San Jose bullpen, fires home. And Hubert Perez fouls the first pitch he sees back to the backstop. San Jose leading 4-2 in large part to Mejias' excellent work out of the pen. His 38th pitch of the night coming. Driven into center. Cohen has room. A few steps from the track, reaches up and makes the catch. One out.
Now batting here high, number 6, Alberto Briga.
Well, with that out, that ties a season high. That should make it tie for the second highest outing for Mejias this year. He complete four innings all the way back in April against Fresno. His high pitch count of 65 pitches thrown just a couple weeks ago at Lake Elsinore. I mean, this is a situation as Briga takes inside 1-0. Mejias might try to finish this ballgame. 1-0. Driven left side, past the outstretched reach of the third baseman, Reynoso. Barriga will round first and hold there as a good throw comes in from Diaz. The sixth hit of the night for the Rawhide. Barriga's got a two-hit night. It's the second base runner in three and a third innings that Mejias has allowed. Single to Cunningham last inning. Barriga with his second hit. Tying run, Alexander Benoit coming to the plate here in the eighth. Benoit is 1-for-3 today, singled in the second. Mejias delivers. A strike down the middle, 0-1. I would love to probably chase Mejias, face someone else. They can get back to pickoff, throw back to first. Barriga back, get back to their mojo they had through the back half of last night and first half of tonight. Long at bats and working pitchers, pitch counts up and getting them out of ball games. 0-1. Sails upstairs for a ball. 1-1. Marika at first. One out. Here in the bottom of the eighth. Pitch home, and it's downstairs. 2-1 to Benoit. Rawhide have out-hit San Jose 7-3, but they trail in the column that counts in runs 4-2. 2-1. Popped up right side. First baseman Hipwell will give it a look, but it's going to head onto the concourse. Pickoff throw back over to first, and Barriga back to the bat. That's two disengagements for Mejias. Two pickoff throws to a catcher, but Barriga has deceptively good speed for a backstop. He's got 14 stolen bases on the year. Takes a three-stride lead at first, and time is called. Now Barriga, he led all catchers last year in the complex league in stolen bases. His run, probably not worth stealing a base. It only cuts the lead in half. Benoit's the go-ahead run at the plate. The one that truly counts. Here's the pitch. Barriga takes off. It's upstairs. Throw down to second is wide, and a diving play by Lorenzo Miola just to keep the ball from going into center. Taco Bell stolen base for Alberto Barriga. It's his 15th stolen base of the season. Full count to Benoit. Here's the pitch. Popped up. Shallow left center. Backpedaling level to shortstop. Reaches up and makes the grab. Two outs.
Now batting here high, number nine.
That'll bring up Yerald Nin. Bring in scoring position. Nin 0-for-3 today. He's got Rahide's longest active on base streak on the line, likely in this at bat. Nin has reached in 17 straight games, and he swings the first pitch, grounds it right side, diving to second base. Miola fields throw to first, in time to get Nin. What a play by Miola. He was the defensive player of the year in the A Sun, and you can see why on that diving play into the grass, and a great throw to end the inning. End of the ninth, 4-2 San Jose, on Rawhide Broadcast Network and MyTV 53 from the Learn for Life press box.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
I can't do it anymore. Another touch base, another pivot, another sync with Gary. What does that even mean? I'm escaping in my 2025 Toyota 4Runner. Multi-terrain select, four-wheel drive, 326 net horsepower, so I can drive far, far from Gary. Goodbye, inbox. Hello, great outdoors. I'm making eye contact with a deer right now. We get each other. Thank you, 4Runner. I live here now. Toyota, let's go places.
Now pitching for the high, number 24, Taylor Montiel.
Top of the ninth inning at Valley Strong Ballpark. A 4-2 lead for the San Jose Giants over the Visalia Rawhide. New pitcher into the ballgame for Visalia is Taylor Montiel, left-hander native of Brentwood, Tennessee. Fires home. And first pitch strike at the knees to Cam Maldonado. Montiel looked great in his home debut on Tuesday night. He struck out the side looking. How often do you see that? 0-1. Ground ball left side, charging at Clark, the third baseman, fields. Throw across the diamond to first in time to beat Maldonado. One away. Two outings so far this year for Montiel since he was drafted in the 12th round by the D-backs last month. He's allowed two hits, the five strikeouts, and no walks. Five of his 6 outs entering today have been strikeouts. There's a ground out. One away, and he'll face fellow lefty Robert Hipwell. The pitch, fouled straight back, 0-1. Rawhide will look to rally in the bottom of the ninth. They have 8-9, and then the top of the order due up. Diaz de la Cruz, Jaque Josefa, J.D. Dix. Here's the 0-1. Side, missing one ball and one strike. Four runs for San Jose tonight on just 3 hits. 2 runs on 7 hits for Visalia. Pitch home. Swing and a miss, 1-2. Though he last hit for the Giants was in the fifth inning. A two RBI, two out double by Lizbel Diaz. That is the game deciding swing right now. Johnny Level had a triple in the first and scored. Lorenzo Miolo, a homer in the third. Pitch home. Swing and a miss. Hipwell down on strikes, two time. Away. Six strikeout. And Montiel's pro career. He's got some great stuff. A slider coming across the zone. Two outs for Juan Perez. The catcher's 0 for 3 today. The pitch. Ground ball chopped back in front of home plate. Montiel charges off the mound, fields it, fires to first. Ending over. Eight pitches and a 1-2-3-9 for Taylor Montiel. Bottom of the ninth, the Rawhide looking to rally on Friday night in Visalia. They trail 4-2 on the Rawhide Broadcast Network and MyTV 53 from the Learn for Life press box.
At Learn for Life High Schools, I can be myself.
I can feel safe.
I can go to school at times that work for me.
I can prioritize my mental health.
I can have a better school-life balance.
I can work at my own pace.
I can control
my narrative.
At Learn for Life High Schools,
I can control my own education.
I can change
my story.
And so can you.
Enroll anytime to control your education.
Completely free.
Meet Liana, a part-time chef and full-time mom. In the past, Liana didn't have health insurance because she didn't think she could afford it. What she didn't realize is she qualified for Medi-Cal. She loves the coverage and peace of mind that comes with high-quality care. The kind of care you get with Anthem Blue Cross. This is Medi-Cal, and it's for more people than you think. Maybe even you. To see if you qualify, go to chooseanthem.com/CA. That's chooseanthem.com/CA.
Top of the ninth inning at Valley Strong Ballpark. The Rawhide trail the Giants 4-2. Last chance for Visalia here on the bottom of the ninth. 8-9-1, two up. Diaz de la Cruz, Jaque Acefa, and J.D. Dix. Cade Vernon fires home. First pitch strike at the knees to De La Cruz. Vernon pitched a scoreless frame on Wednesday night and earned the save. Worked around two walks. Didn't have his best command. But earned the save. De La Cruz swings and hammers one into right center. This ball is down. It's cut off in the gap by Cohen. De La Cruz is going to try for second. The throw is too high. And De La Cruz fired up at second with a leadoff double. Oh, Diaz was as fired up as I've seen him all year. Fist bumps fly in the air as he reached second. Extending a single to a double. And just like that, the tying run comes to the plate in Jaque Acefa. Vernon has been great this year. He's the Giants' de facto closer, 6-for-10 in save appearances, a 1.52 ERA in 33 appearances. He fires home. First pitch outside to Acefa. 40 strikeouts, just 14 walks. Opposing batters entered today, and 166 against Vernon with a minuscule 0.84 whip. He's got a case to be the Cal League reliever of the year this year. 0-1. Outside. One ball, one strike. But the Rawhide faced the most likely Cal League pitcher of the year earlier this evening, Jacob Bresnahan. And they did well. Two runs on five hits. They enter the bottom of the ninth, trailing 4-2. Tying run at the plate in Acefa. The 1-1 pitch. On the outside corner for a strike. 1-2. Change up from Cade Vernon. First pro year, 10th round draft pick by the Giants at Murray State University in Kentucky. Here's the pitch. Fouled straight back. 2 and 2 to Josefa. Top of the lineup, J.D. Dix, 2 up. Vernon comes set. Peeks back at second at De La Cruz. And deals. Ground ball right side. It's fielded cleanly by the first baseman. Hipwell, a race to the bag. And step on it. One away. De La Cruz advances to third. But the Giants aren't concerned about him. He only cuts the lead in half. J.D. Dix comes to the plate. Has the tying run. He's 0 for 3 tonight. Walks in the fourth. Switch hitter, bat lefty against Cade Vernon. Here's the pitch. Low 1-0. Jason Cunningham, the lefty on deck. Then the switch hitter, Wallace Clark. This is going to be 3 lefties in a row for Vernon if he gets that far to Clark. The pitch. On the outside corner for a strike. The changeup looping into the zone. Vernon trying to earn his second save of the week and the Giants' second win to even up this series at 2 games apiece. Dix will step out and a late time call. One. Low, Dix checked his swing. Did he go? Yes, says Reed Hoover. J.D. doesn't like the call, nor do the 2,300 fans here at Valley Strong Ballpark. 1-2 count to the 2024 first-round draft pick. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Vernon blows the fastball by Dix. 2 outs.
Now batting for your high, number 3, Jason Cunningham.
Jason Cunningham, the last chance for the Rawhide. He's had a great night. 2 for 4, 2 singles. Left-handed batter. The pitch. Inside. 1-0 to Cunningham. Still his first 2 weeks as a pro player. Being drafted 17th overall pick by the D-backs just last month. Chance to come in clutch here, the bottom of the ninth. 1-0. On the outside corner, a fastball for a strike. 1-1. Seventh pro game tonight for the 19-year-old Cunningham. 1-1 from Vernon. Inside, 2 balls and 1 strike. Wallace Quark, switch hitter on deck. Two-one pitch. Inside. 3 balls and 1 strike. A bending breaking ball missing. Vernon sets. And deals. Check swing, foul off the end of the bat. The count worked full to Cunningham. The Rawhide are down to their last strike. Here's the payoff. Swing and a miss. Cunningham strikes out and Cade Vernon earns his second save of the week. For the Giants, second win of the week, and this series even at 2 games apiece. 4 runs on just 3 hits tonight for San Jose, but they got the hits when they mattered most. Triple by Johnny Level early, scored on a Diaz RBI ground out. Lorenzo Miola is second pro homer, and then Lizbel Diaz coming through again, the Cal League hit leader with a 2-out, 2-strike, 2-run RBI single, double make it in the 5th. Giants didn't get a hit the rest of the way, but that was enough. The Rawhide, 2 runs on 8 hits tonight, and they strand a runner in scoring position back-to-back in the last 2 innings tonight. The win will go to Hubert Mejias. He was terrific. He improves to 4-1 on the season. 4 innings of work, 2 hits, No runs, three strikeouts. Seventh save of the season for Cade Vernon and a scoreless ninth. Jacob Bresnahan, no decision, four innings pitched. He allowed two runs on five hits. Logan Mercado, no decision in a three-inning start. He allowed two runs on two hits. Yosdiner Suarez suffers the loss and falls to 0-4 on the season, allowing two runs and one hit on the Diaz double. Final totals, four runs, three hits, one error for San Jose. Two runs, eight hits, no errors for Visalia. The Rawhide fall to 60-64. 25-33 on the season. San Jose falls to 70, improves to 78-46, 36-22 on the year. With tonight's loss, the Visalia Rawhide officially eliminated from California League postseason contention. We'll be back tomorrow night, game five of the series, 6:30, first pitch, final night game of the season here at Valley Strong Ballpark. We'll be back on MyTV 53 and the Rawhide Broadcast Network. For our entire crew tonight, our director, Andrew Thornburg, our producer, Chris DeBrie, I'm Griffin Epstein. The Giants defeat the Rawhide, a final score of 4-2. Good night from the Valley.